orphan.
And the person who is responsible for taking care of them, say a family member who has a legal responsibility to that orphan, would be called a...
Well, you wouldn't say a foster parent.
Usually the court would appoint a...
guardian.
Mm-hmm. And
do these things, and I know them, but I can't.
Thank you. Good. All of your family, in speaking of your family, you say, those are my...
parents or relatives. Or
mm-hmm. Would you ever say kinfolk or kin?
Years ago, I might have said kinfolks. Mm-hmm. They're some of my kinfolks. Mm-hmm. And rarely, I would say it now. Mm-hmm. But generally, you say they're relatives of mine, uh-huh. simply because of the educational progress mm-hmm. right. through the years.
If you were trying to explain that another lady with the name of Snyder was not related to you, you'd say, well, yes, she does have the same name that I have, but actually she's...
no relation.
And someone who comes into this area from another part of the country would be called a...
an immigrant? Well, actually, I applied that simply because I... I've been working with the historical background of the county mm-hmm. so long, you think in terms of immigrants. Mm-hmm. I know that's not really the...
somebody around here, just in referring to a casual person on the street, would see somebody that he knows isn't...
He's not a native.
All right. He'd say, he's not a native, he's a...
transit. No, that isn't the word either.
He's a blank to these parts.
My mind set down. I know it, but I just...
Well, let me ask you this. probably you call someone from another country a foreigner, no doubt.
Well, yes, but I would hardly say he would be a foreigner from just perhaps another city.
Right, but from another country.
From another country.
Country,
yes. I wasn't aware that you said country.
I didn't originally. I was saying this is the new question.
You'd say
what I want to
foreign.
Do is ask you now, if you would say that about someone from another country, would you, you would not, you just said you would not call somebody just from another state or part of the country.
I don't think I would call them a foreigner.
No.
Only as being facetious probably and say, well, he's a foreigner around here. You know. You wouldn't even say foreigner, you'd say foreigner.
Uh-huh. I'm going to ask you about some names, some just common names, and we're interested in how you would say these names. Do you happen to remember there were two sisters that Jesus visited with in the Bible?
Mary and Martha.
All right. And there's a song that says, wait till the sun shines.
Nellie.
All right. And a boy named William will often be nicknamed
Bill or Willie.
All right. Or the same form for Bill.
Billy.
All right. And one of the books of the Bible, the first book of the New Testament.
Matthew.
All right. And what would you call a female teacher? Especially, this we're thinking in terms of old time or now, but maybe back when the one room schoolhouse, and you'd call her the
school mom.
All right. Was that typical around here? Did you ever call anybody a school mom?
We had the school one room school teacher board with us from each uh-huh. for the little school that I went to first,
uh-huh.
and for many years before.